Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters, Spiritual Talk, Healing Done Right, Spiritual Growth, 12-Step Indigo Meditation, and much, much more, hosted by Dutch.
Hey, how you doing? It's a great big sunny day out there today. I am just so thrilled with today. And for those of you who know, I've been away. I've been in New York. I'm so happy to be home. Not because I don't like New York, because, you see, when I go to New York, I don't do much of anything. I do hardly nothing because I do so much when I'm in Virginia. By the time I get myself packed up and out of here and figure out how I'm going to get from my apartment to the airport, and I stress over that and stress over what I'm going to take with me, by the time I get to New York, I'm so exhausted from stressing out in my preparations to getting there, I don't feel like doing anything, just sitting there and looking in my mother's face for 5 straight days. As a matter of fact, before I left, she said to me, "I don't know why you're worrying about what you're going to pack. You don't need any clothes when you get here. You wear the same thing, you know, for a couple of days. Then you get up and you shower, you bathe or whatever, and then you put on a change of nightgown. And you just sit right back in that spot and look me in my face. You don't need any clothes." And that's exactly what I did. I just about wore the same thing back home that I wore there, because when I got there, I took it off and folded it up. Well, almost the same thing. But I'm glad to be home. I'm glad to be back with all my stresses. I'm glad to be back with looking out my window and observing. I'm a two-car family now, believe it or not. This is a one-person family, but I got two cars. If anyone wants my Subaru Outback, y'all can come on down here and buy it. I'm just looking at it because it's just breaking my heart to let her go. So I look at Subaru, and then I look across behind Subaru, and I look at RAV4, and it's easier for me to go downstairs and jump in RAV4. But that has a lot to do with what our topic is today, because even though I do a lot of stressing, I have to recognize, you know, that like the topic says, life doesn't suck, shit doesn't happen, and the glass is always refillable. And that's what I found with my life, that the glass is always refillable no matter what challenges I've had to face or what changes I've had to go through. And no matter what challenges you're facing right now, understand this: how we look at it is how we create it. We may not be able to change the circumstance, but we can change the way we're looking at that circumstance. I'm looking outside and the sun is shining, but I know it's cold as heck out there. I know we have 14 more days to springtime, and I know that's about to change. I mean, you know, it's going to go from winter to spring. It's amazing we haven't had any snow, at least not here in Virginia. We haven't had any snow for the whole winter. I'm amazed. I think we had a couple of flurries one day that surprised everyone, and it stopped immediately, just like that. And February has gone by without a blizzard. February usually has the blizzard. It's the blizzard month. But no blizzard in February, and I don't want to talk too fast because, you know, we might have that blizzard in March. But if we squeak by March and April and get on into them 14 days of springtime and move on into summer without snow, it's going to blow everybody's mind. And it's definitely going to say something about climate change. I mean, because, come on, no snow, and we're in Virginia, northern part of Virginia at that, near D.C., and no snow? Well, you know what? We better start thinking that things are going to go a particular way, and they're going to change, and they're going to be manifesting the the way we desire to look at it. But before we get into how life doesn't suck and how shit doesn't happen and the glass is always refillable, why don't we check in and see what Lena Stevens has to say to our listening audience. Everyone likes to know what Lena has to say. As a matter of fact, Lena takes up a lot of the show. Those of you who want the full forecast of Lena Stevens, because I don't read the full forecast to you, I don't express all of that, you can go to her website, and it's at palpath.com, and you look up Lena Stevens' forecast for the month of March. And if you've missed January and February, they're still posted there. So let's look at this theme for March. March, surrender. And it has sub-themes of truth and trust. Let's see what March holds for us. A lot of times, surrender is a word that tends to trigger a definition of failure as we are surrendering to the enemy, you know, or as if we are failing at something we believed in or have been striving for. Now, Lena's definition of surrender for this month is a giving up, a release of a stance, a release of a position or belief that we have stubbornly held on to for way beyond its useful and practical life. It is time to let go of what should have been, could have been, and what ought to be in the future. It is time to surrender our anger, our resistance, our judgment, and our need to know. You know, there are a lot of folks out there listening that are hung up into their racist stance, their hate for other people, their homophobia. There are people out there who can't stand other people because they're of a different culture. Well, it's time we start letting that stuff go. Surrender is an act of power that takes the reins away from the false personality and hands them over to essence. Surrender is letting go of the attachment to being right and the attachment to drama and suffering. Surrender is letting go of fear, giving up the need for control, and finally, releasing emotional wounds, shame, guilt, and resentments we have been carrying around for eons. You know, I have been going to physical therapy for a rotator cuff surgery that I'm scheduled to have, and it's amazing that once I decided to program my life, just give up and stop fighting the fact that I'm going to have this surgery, I started putting things in place so that when I have short-term disability and maybe I'll retire after the short-term disability is over and go on and on and on. It's amazing. My shoulder doesn't bother me. As long as I was fighting against or resisting all of that that was ahead of me, it seemed like the more pain and the more inevitable it was that I was determined, I was going to have that darn surgery. Now that I've resolved myself to have the surgery, I'm getting ready to call a doctor and say, excuse me, you know, this shoulder is really not bothering me the way it used to when I thought I was resisting the surgery. It also reminds me of this surrender. Surrendering out of fear and shame and guilt and resentments, okay? These things that we want to fight against. It reminds me of the promises. There's a thing called the – there's a how do you call it? There is – it's not a poem. It's a statement in recovery called the promises, and people in recovery, once they surrender to the fact that they have a condition that is curable by abstinence, they realize that even though they have fought this thing for so long. Once they surrender and say, hey, I'm going to turn this over to my higher power, they realize that if they were painstaking about a particular phase of their development, it goes on to say, we will be amazed before we are halfway through. We're going to know a new freedom and a new happiness. We will not regret the past nor wish to shut the door on it. We will comprehend the word serenity, and we will know peace. No matter how far down the scale we have gone, we will see that our experience can benefit others. That feeling of uselessness and self-pity will disappear. We will lose interest in selfish things and gain interest in our fellows. Self-seeking will slip away. Our whole attitude and outlook upon life will change. Fear of people and of economic insecurity will leave us. We will intuitively know how to handle situations which used to baffle us. We will suddenly realize that our Creator is doing for us what we could not do for ourselves. Okay? And then they go in to ask, are these extravagant promises? And then they answer it by saying, we think not. They're being fulfilled among us, sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly. But they will always materialize if we work for them. So with that, Lena is saying, if you work at surrendering and letting go and releasing, you're going to realize some changes are going to happen in your life that are going to be mind-boggling. She says, seeing the truth is what will inspire us to finally give up our stubborn positions. It takes courage to surrender. But once we see the truth of something that has been hidden, and we can face it with courage, surrender becomes the obvious choice. You know, there's no more boogeyman hiding in the closet, you know. Surrender offers freedom. If you're feeling stuck in your life, there is probably something that needs to be surrendered. You got to give it up. When you resist change, and many of us are probably resisting the changes we see happening around us, you block the flow of energy. Resistance is born of fear and is certainly an aspect of stubbornness. And we learned in the past, some of our shows we mentioned in the past, that that which we resist will always manifest and persist. So when this resistance takes a great deal of energy, like pushing against the tide, it will exhaust you to the point of collapse and despair if you don't consciously give it up. Then there's stubbornness. Stubbornness is an aspect we will be dealing with this month. You may see the truth of something that involves another, but they may be too stubborn to go along with your insight. You know, you got those friends out there. You know, you just see a little bit of something and you want to call it to their attention, and they're too stubborn, you know, to go along with that which you're trying to share with them. Then on the other hand, you may find yourself stubbornly resisting a truth that is uncovered and revealed by someone else. Now, watch for bad behavior this month as projections go rampant and stubbornness gets channeled through all the other deadlies: self-deprecation, arrogance, martyrdom, impatience, greed, and self-destruction. We have to take responsibility for our own baggage and remember to be compassionate during this time of truth-telling and surrender. We have to resist the comments such as, I told you so, and it's your fault. We can't do the the fault finding, and we can't throw it up in people's faces that I told you so. A lot of times we find ourselves doing that, and a lot of times we can stand back and watch people going through their challenges, and we can shake our head and say, I don't know why they didn't see that coming. Didn't they see that was going to happen? No, they didn't see that coming. Maybe it wasn't meant for them to see that coming. Maybe it was meant to go exactly the way it's going because they had to learn their lesson their way so that they could comprehend it their way. How do you know what to surrender? Well, all you have to do is look at what is not working out for you and release whatever it is that is holding you and that pattern of struggle and despair. Find some humor in it, and better yet, make it into a game, a ritual, or a discipline. Let's talk about the trust. Trust, a sub-theme this month. Okay, once you surrender, you have stepped off the edge and into a space of trust. You have to have trust in order to successfully surrender. You have to trust that there is a bigger picture, that there is a greater order, that there is built-in safety net, and that all will turn out just exactly as it should. Now, that's a scary thing. But in creating our own reality, once we take a step, we're already setting things into motion. And then you take another step, and you're already setting this stuff into motion. So it's up to you to be consciously aware of where you're lifting your foot and stepping. Okay? And you have to trust that no matter where you place your foot, if it wasn't meant to be put there or it wasn't meant to happen, it would have never happened that way. So we have to trust that there is a built-in safety net and that all will turn out just exactly as it should. We are in the year of the fire rooster. Wow, I didn't know that. I didn't know that before I read this. And the fire rooster means action, aggression, movement, and evolution. We are all part of the plan. But if you are unwilling and unable to surrender what you need to give up and purge, those energies will eat at you, causing you to become angry, irritable, belligerent, and self-destructive. We are on a very big wave. You can either catch the wave and get the ride of your life or get pummeled until you don't know which way is up or down. It takes a lot of truth, surrender, and trust. You know, when that wave comes, you can be fighting that wave, wanting it to go a different way. You know how they say that when a person is drowning, they're flaring and acting and they're fighting this thing and they're going crazy because they just know they're going to die, that the lifeguard has to, like, maybe smack them or knock them out so that they can just go limp and surrender, you know, and go along with the flow. So when that wave starts hitting you, you got to go along with the flow sometimes. You got to trust that there is something greater in charge of all things that's occurring. Now, how is this thing going to show up to you personally? Whew! What is that hairball of old energy that, you know, that hairball of old energy that you have been choking on? Why would you want to hold on to it? Cough it up. Give it up. The good news is that what needs to be surrendered on a personal level is very easy to identify because it is always something that does not feel good. It is always something that gives you grief, makes you angry, irritable, and brings about the worst in your behavior and attitude. Don't you want to feel better? You know, aren't you sick and tired of being sick and tired? This is the best month to get over your fear, grab some courage, and finally surrender to what your essence and spirit really have in mind for you. In a way, it is now or never. I mean, you know, we're 3 months into this year, coming along here. There is great freedom and release, and you have the opportunity of great freedom this month. Imagine how it would feel for you to be free from anything that did not feel good, that did not feel joyful, that did not feel loving and satisfying. The price you pay is that courage to surrender your comfort zone. Show up differently. Speak your truth and trust that the outcome will be better than anything you could have imagined. You know, that's a deep statement. Because once you decide to let go, let it go, let it go, let it go. You know, you feel like a huge weight has been lifted off you. I mean, a huge weight. Now, you know, that's personally. That's you. Individually, that's you. But then when you talk about your relationships with other people, hey, now it's truth time. Truth time in relationships. Let's start with your relationship with yourself. It is time to surrender any negative thoughts you have about yourself. Any shame, any guilt, and any patterns of low self-esteem. You know, I've been walking around here. I don't know. I sat in New York and I just ate. And I knew in the back of my mind, you know, I should not be sitting here eating all this rice. It seems like in New York, every meal that you get in New York, it comes with French fries or rice. You know, all except the last meal that I had there, I had some steamed fish and steamed vegetables. And that was the best. My body must have been craving that fish and vegetables. But I got to stop bad talking myself and just get back on the horse and start doing and eating properly because now I'm home. So we can't walk around feeling bad and beating up on ourselves and carrying a whole lot of shame and guilt and other patterns of low self-esteem. It is also a good month to take a look at your addictions and attachments, and surrender them as well. There are any people out there that are suffering from addictions that they don't realize they're suffering from? It doesn't matter if it's alcohol, drugs, or gambling, or food, or the internet, or your cell phone. It doesn't matter. Addictions come in all kinds of sneaky ways that keep you from being all that you can be. So it's time to surrender them as well and surrender the blame that you are the way you are because of what someone else said or did to you. We get caught up in that too. Oh, I'm alone because so-and-so hurt me like 15 years ago and I just don't want to be hurt like that again, so I'm just going to stay to myself, and I'm not going to be bothered with going out there and enjoying life because I enjoyed life once before, and I had this wonderful partner, this wonderful mate that I love dearly, and they just dogged me out, so I just give up. Don't do that to yourself. There is always posturing and projection in any relationship, usually stemming from the fear of intimacy, vulnerability, rejection, failure, or success. We hide behind our uncertainty and are reluctant to tell the truth and lay things out on the table. We also have difficulty giving up our positions of control, being right or being righteous. As truth is revealed, relationships may go through shakeups that are challenging, but end up being reconfigured in a more positive way, especially in family dynamics, family members that have absorbed more than their fair share of family secrets, peacekeeping, and sacrifice may finally surrender that burden, causing some shifting in the family constellation. Now, someone said, repeat what I just said. Okay, let's repeat that. As truth is revealed, relationships may go through shakeups that are challenging, but end up being reconfigured in a more positive way, especially in family dynamics. Family members that have absorbed more than their fair share of family secrets, peacekeeping, and sacrifice may finally surrender that burden, causing some shifting in the family constellation. You know, it's like, I'm tired of all of this. I ain't going, no, don't, no, I don't want to know any, no, that's not, no, not me, no more, that's it. And as truth is revealed, the relationship you personally have to your outdated beliefs will be shifted as you put down and surrender your own burden of struggle and limitation. Sounds good, doesn't it? Sounds wonderful. But it's not easy, you know? It's a simple time, but it's not an easy time. And, you know, while we're talking about it, our health and our physical body goes to these challenges as well. You know, we're a three-pronged individual. You know, we have mind, we have the body, and we have spirit. So the body is going to go through many, many challenges this month, and this is a big one because we never want to admit our attachment to what we get out of being unwell. Check that out. Now that I decide I'm going to have a darn surgery, my shoulder seems like it's healed itself on its own. It feeds the reasoning behind why we are not stepping into our lives. Okay? All right? We never want to admit our attachment to what we get out of being unwell. You know, people who walk around moaning and groaning and they're sick all the time and they're miserable and they're in so much pain and all sorts of stuff is going on with them. It's an attachment, some say. It's an addiction, some say, to being unwell. It feeds the reasoning behind why we are not stepping into our lives, being seen, and why we are not taking responsibility for our own happiness. It gives us the excuse to be a victim and to be powerless if we are not imprinted to receive healthy attention and energy by being healthy. We get it by being unwell. That says a lot, you know? So you want some attention, and you're not getting it by being well, so you get it by being unwell. You can't go out there and find that job you say you're looking for, oh, because you're having problems with your back. You're having problems with your head. You have these headaches. You have, you know, so it's like, oh, poor so-and-so. And I'm not saying this is with everybody. But I'm also saying that I do know that it's some truth in my own existence. All right? I mean, you know, once you add a zero to a brand new number and you turn another 10 years older, you know, and then you start saying, well, I can't do so-and-so because, wow, dang, I'm 60 years old, I'm 70 years old, I'm 89 years old. And then you look at all of those senior citizens that are in the Senior Olympics. You see seniors running track and field, and they're 90 years old. So what's the difference between them and them being 90 years old and somebody else being 90 years old and walking around being addicted or attached to a walker? What's the difference? You know, what is that difference? Of course, you may have had some hardships in your life, but so may have those persons that run in track and field in the senior games. And if you can't do the track and field, maybe you want to do a little shuffleboard. Maybe you want to compete in swimming. Maybe you want to compete in just taking a stroll and walking. Yeah, I'm talking to myself as fun as I'm having here. So this month is a good month. One to uncover the truth about these patterns and to surrender the position of being not whole. The challenges to our well-being this month will mostly be on the emotional level, as we struggle with ourselves to be okay with being absolutely 100% healthy. Wow. And that is a struggle for some of us. Wow. To be 100% healthy. After all, there is no drama or story of intensity if there is nothing wrong with us. So it is a tough order to give it up. Wow. I'm telling you, Lena is calling people out. Calling me out. Calling you out. If you are to be successful in transitioning to better health this month, you need to start with honor and gratitude for the physical body that you have. Say hello every day. Consciously surrender all your negative judgments and trust in your own perfect architecture. That was a beautiful statement. Okay? And those of you who have business partnerships and projects, if you run a business and it is feeling stagnant, you may have to surrender to whatever truth you face about what needs to be done. Sometimes the attachment to an old intention or the way it could have happened or how something should have been done is what is standing in the way of movement. It will be challenging in business this month to navigate both the emotional conditions as well as the fire that wants to inspire and spark movement. Now, you know, I got on the website today. I signed in to Blog Talk Radio, and they happened to say to me, sent me this little flash, you know, screen open up and said, you know, you couldn't pay for this month's, we couldn't deduct this month's fee because your card has expired. So I went in there, the settings, and I went all in there, and I had to give them because my card did. It expired the month of February, and I had to pay for March. And it's a good thing I did, or we wouldn't have had a show today. So I went in there, and I went and started checking. Well, lo and behold, when I went into settings, this is the first time I've been in there since, like, what? I started the show maybe 2 years ago or so. I found so many interesting things going on inside of there. I mean, I saw how to upload a picture and all kinds of crazy things that I could have been doing with this website, but I didn't know because I never revisited it. And I say that to say this about your business. Just because you've been in business or you've been having this project and you've been doing this project for a while, well, don't you think it's time for you to revisit it and do a little upgrade and see what's going on in there? Well, maybe they've sent you, maybe there's some new stuff out there that you can try to enhance this business. Okay? So do this. maybe you can spark some movement and spark some inspiration. And this becomes a dance of patience, a dance of trust, a dance of neutrality as things in business and around projects, finances, and partnerships shift and sway like tides in the ocean. Stay away from anger and bad behavior, and don't take things personally. Be a leader even if you don't have a staff of hundreds, but only yourself and your work in the world to manage, you know. Do that for yourself. Do that for your business. Do that for what's inspiring you to do that which you do. It is a good month to uncover the weak spots in your projects and collaborations and to trust new people that are showing up in your life. The intentions you put into motion in February during the eclipse time are sorting themselves out with refinements as needed and magnetizing the effort that will symbolize them into action. So pay attention to any pieces of wisdom that you intuit as appropriate at this time. Now, I feel like I do a lot of talking. Oh, I do a lot of talking on this show. And it's time for me to start inviting some guest speakers. I think it's time because I get thirsty, I get dry. I mean, I can talk forever, but I'm sure some of you are about not tired of listening to me because I think I have some pretty good stuff to share. But it would be nice to hear some pretty good stuff from other people. Rather than me sharing it with you, let other people share their stuff with you, you know? I mean, like, I have this wonderful woman who does energy work. She does distance healing. I have another wonderful woman who could get on there and talk about different crystals. I mean, I could talk about this stuff, but it'd be nice to hear somebody else's voice talk about things like that. So I feel like between now and the next show, I'm going to see if I can get a guest speaker or two. I remember we had someone talking about how thoughts are things and be careful of the words you speak from your mouth because when you say those words, you put things into motion that you don't even realize you're putting into motion. So people were saying you got to walk around being conscious of every word that comes out of your mouth. Almost true. Almost true. Be careful what you say because you bring it to yourself, you know. So, this is a good month to uncover the weak spots, and I'm uncovering some weak spots in my Blog Talk Radio. I think it's time for me to get some other folks to do some inside matters talking. As for your environment, more cleaning and clearing is needed. I've been doing that since I got back from New York. Surrender your clutter and the energy that it holds. Trust that the weather knows what it is doing. See everything as a blessing. Any loss, any new addition, any change, see all of it as a blessing and be blessed by it. Surrender all disappointment you might feel on any given day about your personal environment or the environment outside of you. Trust that it is all good. The first part of the month, Lena claims it's going to be watery and a good time to work with the spirit of water as well as water itself. And that includes bathing and cleansing. Go to a sauna, have a steam bath. Don't forget, it's a good time to honor water and take advantage of the emotional surrender and cleansing that is possible. The latter part of the month is a fiery and dynamic and triggered aspect of energy, triggered aspect of action. Be blessed by the action that shows up in your life instead of resisting how it might manifest. In weather, look for some extremes in water and fire. That could include temperatures, storms, heat, sunspots, flooding, and drought. Now, you know, there's a lot going on this month. But by the same token, you can also look ahead of you. Look ahead of you to what you would like to create for the months ahead. Start now. For instance, I came back from New York, and I think I took my round-trip ticket cost me like, what, $230-something to go from Virginia to New York, about an hour. And I just happened to decide, how much would it take, would it cost for me to go from Virginia to California, round trip, mind you, say, let's say, in June, July. Do you know it will cost me $337 for a round trip ticket right now if I paid for that ticket to go from Virginia to California? I say all of that to say it's time for you to start planning some things. Don't sit around saying you can't do something unless you've explored it, unless you have actually gone through the motions of the process to see exactly what it will take, how much it will cost, who do you need to go with you, do the whole planning. And then you realize that you're beginning to manifest your own reality, and you're putting things into motion. Now, this is March the 5th. Lena talks about this week and watching resistance and stubbornness and disappointment. Don't do that to yourself. Please don't do that to yourself, because I want you to know that scientists have proven, I feel like one of those speakers that jumps from here to there. There's just so much to share with you. I'd go crazy. You know, scientists have found that in physics, that it has been discovered that the observer effect, the fact that you cannot observe an experiment without affecting the outcome, this has far-reaching implications on how we live our lives. Our observation of something helps to bring it into being. Okay. You want a trip? Start looking at pictures of that trip. Start working on your computer to find out how much it will cost to go on that trip. If you bought a ticket today, how much would that ticket cost if you're not going to leave until next year, February? Plan it out that far, you know? And if it's only going to cost you, like, you know, $200, come on. Start planning and making it work, you know? I mean, life is life. Now is the time for us to surrender those feelings of I can't and I don't know how and, well, it never happened before. Well, it didn't work the last time. Well, maybe, but no, I don't have time to go. No, stop doing that to yourself. And, you know, those of us who have this thing about the wait thing, you are never done until you're done. You can always start over again. So why don't we start over again? I mean, it's nothing to start over again, and you haven't failed as long as you keep trying, okay? Yes, we create our own reality, whether we are conscious of it or not. And most of us are unaware of the power of our thoughts. And so we react to life on autopilot and therefore create unconsciously. When we become aware that it is our thoughts that create our reality, we can then consciously choose different thoughts. And I know it gets you upset. I have people who get upset because things are going crazy in their life, and they're saying, "How could I get out of here? I didn't create this. Why would I create this for myself?" Well, other things are in play also. But we have to understand, we can consciously choose different thoughts, therefore creating a different reality. This is called creating consciously. We are the creators of our own life. If we don't like what we have created, we can simply choose to change our thoughts to create a new reality for ourselves. We are more powerful than we realize. Now, some of you may not believe this, but sometimes I'll make a mistake. I'll say something to somebody, and I'll say, oh, Lord, why did I say that? I'll get my journal, and I'll write in my journal. And in my journal, I'll say that the thought that I said or the comment that I made to X, Y, and Z will have this effect on them because this is the effect I choose for them to have, and so it is, okay? I do it all the time. I rewrite my story in a journal. If I don't like what I said out of my mouth, I will rewrite my story in my journal. We are souls on an evolutionary path. We are here to experience all that life has to offer, whether it be pain or joy. We choose our pains and our sorrows. While this concept is now becoming more widely accepted, there are still many out there who will say indignantly, I did not choose this reality for myself. I would be crazy. I would be stupid. I would be mad, insane, all of the above. I know that feeling well. I used to wonder why I have created realities that I created for myself. Well, I had to rethink that, especially when I look at some of the realities of my past, and I realized that as a result of those things, I grew. But I'm on a road to find out many, many more things, okay? And I take full responsibility, because if we don't take full responsibility of the realities that we are creating, then we won't recreate the realities that we are creating. If we don't take responsibility that we are the creators of our own reality, then how can we change what we're creating? Because we don't believe that we created it. Believe that you created it, and then you can make a change and create something differently. Now, I don't know if it's available, but there is that film way back in the day that was released. It was called What the Bleep Do We Know? What the Bleep Do We Know? And it explains the concept of creating our own realities very well. I'm sure, you might be able to find it on YouTube. I don't know if Netflix would have it because it's old. But you get that movie, What the Bleep Do We Know? And it explains the concept very well on how we create our realities. And we create them, whether it be painful or joyful, by our own self-beliefs. When we understand this, it moves us out of victim and blame role and into the role of authentic power and creating consciously, because these experiences, which is simply just mirrors of our beliefs made manifest for us to look at without judgment, give us the opportunity to learn the lesson in it and change if we choose, simply by changing your thoughts and you change your reality. You can continue to create consciously, or you can become a conscious creator. The choice is always up to you, you know? So, they talk about manifestation and how every manifestation affects all involved parties for their highest good. This is the way. All manifestations work this way, by the reality we're creating.
So keep in mind that manifesting is not as succinct a thing or goal that you achieve. Manifesting describes the process of life. Every moment is a manifestation of something. So if you have villains in your plot, just know that given time and perspective, you'll see the values they bring. Yes, even someone who treated you horribly is facilitating your access to greater self-love. Okay? Pamela Grout, I love that woman. She's the author of E Squared. And if you really want a book so that you can see how the dude abides, that's what she calls the creator, the dude abides. You get the E Squared book by Pamela Grout. Wonderful. 9 experiments that prove to you that you create your own reality. You be creating it because the dude will abide by anything that you throw out there in thought. All right? So Pamela says, the universe or God or the field of infinite potentiality or whatever you ever name you want to call the energy of all forces, you know, you can call it Allah, you can call it Jesus, you can call anything you want. And as she says, the dude does abide. Now, this energy wants nothing more than to bless you, to guide you, to help you create the most exciting version of yourself possible. And here's the cool part. Now, one thing is required of you for this to happen. You don't have to earn its favor or send in a coupon. You just have to release the reality you've been reading about in the news. You just have to make a space in your consciousness for the universe to get in. You have to quit fighting life and let it be. The old reality is passé. It's defective and causing you to miss the most amazing things. Do what we do best. We can be kind to one another. We can be kind to ourselves. And we can create the best realities in our power to create. And we have all the power. Okay? We were given it. It's our birthright. Let me get a little bit of something to wet my whistle here. That was so good. Flat Diet Pepsi. You know I got to be thirsty. Flat Diet Pepsi is so good. Well, before we go, I'm going to give you some food for thought. This is from Deepak Chopra. I love him. I came across this today. And this is from Deepak Chopra's The 7 Spiritual Laws of Success. I gave a workshop on that book one day to women who lived in transitional housing, and they just loved it. Okay. He applied a spiritual law to each day of the week. He started with Sunday, and he assigned the law of pure potentiality. Wow. That field of pure potentiality, that's the field you go into when you sit quietly and meditate. When you go into the void, you go into the nothing. You go into the emptiness. That's where pure potentiality is. The law of pure potentiality, Sunday. Take time to be silent, to just be. Meditate for 30 minutes twice a day. Silently witness the intelligence within everything living and practice non-judgment. Now, if you can't sit for 30 minutes twice a day, start out with 5 minutes twice a day. I'm sure you can find 5 minutes twice a day in your busy life to visit with your Creator in the field of pure potentiality, where you're going to get some insights into your life. And those insights are going to be coming from your Creator. What do they say? Praying is talking to your Creator. Meditating is listening to what your Creator has to say to you. And you sure as heck can't listen while you're walking down the street, while you're driving the car. While you... 5 minutes, start with five and work it up to 30. Monday, the law of giving. Today, bring whoever you encounter a gift. Can y'all do this every Monday? A compliment or a flower. Gratefully receive gifts as well. Keep wealth circulating by giving and receiving care, affection, appreciation, and love. Tuesday, the law of karma. Every action generates a force of energy that returns to us in like kind. Choosing actions that bring happiness and success to others ensures the flow of happiness and success to you. So, you know, it's really true. What goes around comes around. So if you're a mean, evil, grumpy son of a gun, that's what you're going to get, okay? So you want to ensure a flow of happiness and success back to you. Wednesday. Oh, I love this law. The law of least effort. The law of least effort means that you accept people, situations, and events as they occur. Take responsibility for your situation and for all events as seen as problems. Relinquish the need to defend your point of view. I mean, you can have an argument with somebody all you want to, but it's saying relinquish having to be right all the time, even if you know you're right, okay? Thursday, the law of intention and desire. Inherent in every intention and desire is the mechanics for its fulfillment. Make a list of desires. Trust that when things don't seem to go your way, there is a reason. Friday, the law of detachment. Allow yourself and others the freedom to be who they are. Do not force solutions. Allow solutions to spontaneously emerge. Uncertainty is essential in your path to freedom. And Saturday, the law of Dharma. Seek your higher self. Discover your unique talents. Ask yourself how you are best suited to serve humanity. Use your unique talents. And serving others brings unlimited bliss and abundance. So, under the law of Dharma, when you seek your higher self, you will discover your own unique talents. And you can find those unique talents in that pure field of potentiality, okay? That's where you ask yourself, sit down for 5 minutes, and as you go into that quietness, ask yourself how you are best suited to serve humanity. And then using your unique talents in serving others brings unlimited bliss and abundance to you. So, that's our show for tonight. I'm going to see if I can get a guest speaker for our next show. And our next show will be in 2 weeks. It'll be the 19th. That'll be cool. I'm also going to tell you all about my DNA. I did my DNA and my results came in. It wasn't what I expected, but it's me. If that's my DNA, then that's me. You take care. Thank you for listening. Thank you for hanging out with me. It's been real. I love it. I love it. I love it. And as I see the board all lit up, may I say good night to everyone. And I hope to see you in 2 weeks. This is Duchess signing out and saying good night. Be good. Ooh. Come on, Tarni. Give me some music. Night-night.